think about Magnolia? What about, have you ever heard of any rhododendron?
No. What is that?
It's a... You really find them trimmed up in the mountains. It's kind of got a long stem on it, you know. I really haven't seen too many of them. I can't tell.
Well, what is something you need? No.
It's just, you know, a flowery plant.
Oh, just a flower.
What about a child in a family might have a special name, you know, that the family gives him, and he's just called that within the family and nowhere else? Mm-hmm. What kind of name is that? You say he's got
a nickname.
And what is this thing that has wheels on it, you know, and you can put a baby in it? Just a stroller. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, I think I'll put the baby in the stroller and go... Mm-hmm. Let's say, talking about maybe a person had three boys. One's 20 years old, another's 15, another's 10. You would talk about them, you know, in terms of being grown up. You'd say that the one that's 20 is the...
Is the oldest.
Okay. And let's see. You say that your children consist of your sons and your...
How you say that?
Your children would be all of your sons and all of your...
Girls would be all of them.
What about if a woman is expected to have a baby, you say she's what?
Pregnant.
Have you ever heard of any other expression or things that...
She in family way.
In family way. What about if you didn't have a doctor around to deliver the baby? What do you call the woman that you might send for?
Midwife.
Midwife?
My mother-in-law was about as good as you were. Well, the doctor said she was better than she was because she had 8 9 children.
Is that right?
She doctored all white and color. And got out of my bed at midnight to go in the case and back there. And one night I like broke. Full type of people just like I was myself. There was in the house, you know, no good, it was cold. They had a wagon sheet down on the floor. That wind had a wagon sheet flopping in Utah. And he did have a good father, but she was so sick, I did what I could. And it was so cold, he came out in a wagon. Well, he lived about 2 miles from us, I guess. And she said, some folks would get upside here, that's what she called me, nickname. Yeah. And good with this, she said, nobody but me and the main thing. I just hate to go by myself. She said, my eyes getting bad, man, so I just want you to fix my teeth. She begged me to do that kind of work, but I never liked it.
Have you ever heard people call a midwife a granny woman or something like that?
Oh, granny.
What about if a child has lost both its parents? It's called a child's lost.
Adopted child.
Well, it might not necessarily be adopted. If the child has just lost both its parents, you say it's a...
Mother's. A father's child.
Is that what you call it?
That's what I would say.
Now, is that the same thing as what some people might call an orphan?
Yes. No. An orphan is getting just like if I ain't got no home. Mm-hmm. Now, I take you and carry you to the place where the cold hold it. Well, I could be an orphan child if I didn't have no home. They take me to the orphan home. Uh-huh. So I just think if I... just like if I lost my mother and daddy and didn't have nobody, I'd be just an orphan child.
And what would you call the person who might be appointed to look after an orphan? That'd be his...
Adopted parents.
Maybe a guardian or something like that?
Guardians and adopted parents, they've got the same thing.
Okay. What about if you have a lot of your cousins and your nieces and your nephews and the house, you say